God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is awesome to see each and every one of you. Thank you so very much for your presence here today. You think the sun's going to shine today? I like your faith. I like that. I like your confidence. And let's just keep that going, all right? If you would turn in your bulletin real quick to some announcements. And while you're doing that, a reminder to those regular attenders and for those who are visiting today, first of all, I just want to say welcome. Thank you for being here. I think that if you're visiting with us, you've come to the right place. There are some awesome folks. Everybody's awesome in this church. But that didn't come out right, did it? Moving on. There's a connection card in your bulletin. I invite you to fill that out. Put your name, address, telephone number. Everyone, even those who worship regularly, make sure you pay attention to the back of that. My decision today, I'd like information on. I'd like to serve in ministry, etc. Please make sure you pay attention to that. And Deanna will remind you, but during the offering time, there's a perforated place here. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times, but it does tear, and I invite you to put that in the offering plate. All right, our announcements today. First of all, Baby Bottle Boomerang is back. Say that five times really fast. The bottles are right out there in the entryway. We invite you to take those, and they just invite you to put your change in those bottles. And I believe May 30th, bring them back. Please make sure you read that so you know what's going on. AED training, our defibrillator, it's brand new in the glass entryway. We are doing training for that, obviously. The first one is May 15th. One is at 1 to 3, and one is 3:30 to 5:30. Even if you can't make those dates, we want as many people as possible to get trained on the defibrillator. So, just put not available, and we'll understand that means on May 15th, but we'll give you a call next time we set up a class. So please fill that out and put that in the offering basket as well. Also, I have a note here. There are still plants available in the gym. Please take what you want and leave a donation for missions in the basket that's down there. So make sure that after worship you go down there and look at the plants that are left there. Just a couple things that are in your bulletin this morning. All of these are important. That's why they're there, but I just want to lift up a couple. United Methodist Men's Breakfast is this coming Saturday. It's at 8:30. They always have great breakfast, so please make sure you come to that, men. This last weekend, actually yesterday, about a dozen guys got together and worked on a house. And one thing that the United Methodist Men is beginning to do, and we've been trying it for a while now, is have projects. There are some larger projects and some smaller projects. And I'm just excited that that is actually taking place. And men, if you feel like making a difference in people's lives in this church, make sure you come and be a part of United Methodist Men. And get your belly filled with good breakfast while you're at it, all right? So, all right, one final thing. Cool Keyboard Kids is tonight. My understanding is it's the first time they've ever been in this church as a group. And many of you know what that is. It's a select singing group for fourth and fifth graders. Jamie is one of the directors, as well as Christina Johnson at North School. And they will be here tonight and have a program. All of you are invited. It's at 6 o'clock, all right? Now, there are going to be a lot of visitors coming into this church, and so we want you to be here to welcome everyone and just to show what an awesome church this is. Also, if you feel so called, finger foods, right? If you want to bring some finger foods in that regard, we invite you to do so. Of course, you know kids, they like sweets too, so that's all right as well. Adults don't like sweets, though, I know. But make sure you come tonight, 6 o'clock, right here in the sanctuary. How many kids are there, Jamie?
We have 75 kids.
75 kids will be up here performing. So please come and be a host in that regard. So now there's one thing. I see a person in this congregation that I think needs to be lifted up. If you read my newsletter and I reminded you about how I believe it's really important that we lift up our successes, our things that happen in our life that are really amazing. And we have a young man in this congregation who wrote, I don't know all the details, but Landon, Landon right back here, Landon Isabel, won a national paper. Can you tell us a little bit about the paper, what it was that you wrote about Landon? Nothing like putting you on the spot. Just shout it out and I'll repeat for you. His paper won the national award, right? And he'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. So, you can go as long as there's room for all of us. But thank you again so much for worshiping with us today. We believe in this church that we come to a place so we can experience God together as a family of Christ. So we are so glad that you are here. And as we begin worship this morning, we invite Gail to play our prelude.